This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Thank you. Well, listeners, I was in a state of shock, too, because I haven't listened to this album / CD in a long time. The futuristic sounds of the Sun Ra Orchestra, and it's actually mostly playable. Now, some of it, of course, because we're talking Herman Blunt and his bunch, some of it is cacophony, but not as much as you've become familiar with over the years. If you spent any time listening to his catalog, both front, since they're still recording, even though he's been dead for 30 years, and back, which goes back to the 1950s, and that's close to when this was recorded, in either late 61 or early 62, this piece called Space Jazz Reverie. Here, as we tiptoe tentatively into the night, this one being Wednesday night, August 6th, 2025, Anno Domini. Also in that opening trifecta, Lou Reed and John Cale, maybe. With Songs for Drella, the CD, 1990 the year, wrote it for Andy Warhol, who would have celebrated a birthday tonight. He was born in 1928 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And, well, it doesn't take a big leap of faith to figure out that he just didn't fit in. And frankly, neither did Lou Reed or John Cale on the way up. I thought that album was a masterpiece. Really good, really strong songs and thoughts about a guy who they would have made it anyway, but maybe not made it as far with the notoriety that those two and Nico brought to the Velvet Underground. Nico couldn't handle the misogyny of the likes of Lou Reed especially, and she wound up only with the Velvets for one album. Later on, when she started a solo career, she worked with both Lou and Cale, and especially with Cale, to pretty good effect if you have a night on your hands where you have to hide all the sharp objects. Listen to a Nico record. I love John Cale, still do. I mean, what a fiend, what a mastermind of weirdness. And Lou Reed, of course, has been gone for about a decade now. And depending on which Lou woke up that day, he was either a really smart and interesting guy to be around, and alternately a jackal who specialized in jerkness. Began the show with an abridged version of Do What You Like by Blind Faith, inspired by, finally, after years and years of want, I saw Beware of Mr. Baker, Ginger Baker's story. And I won't give you spoilers here, but I will say, A, it was worth it. B, it was fascinating. C, talk about a jackal. Oh, man, oh, man. And finally, D, he was pretty high maintenance. Ginger Baker. And he wrote that song, Do What You Like, from the One and Done Blind Faith album. That was the collection, if you didn't know, and I can't imagine that you didn't, considering that those guys were all notorious except the bass player. Clapton, Winwood, Ginger, and Rick Grech on the violin and also the bass. Well, 15 minutes into the show, it's high time we give you a high and hearty hello from the Fifth Estate Studio A, live the hard drive. This is caper number 187 of the Paleface Parabola here on this Wednesday evening, the first time we meet and twirl and whirl and prance and dance on the Paleface Parabola. He's the mystery man, internationally known as an intriguing fellow, one that most humanoids who walk on two legs just can't quite figure out. That's the way he likes it. That's the way he wants it. And living the amount of years that he's lived, that's the way we're going to approach his overseer contribution to this program, my wingman. And his one-song quest is our valedictory statement later in the show. I be jumping JB, and I don't jump these days for physical reasons mostly. I am doing better, whatever better means, after a year of outright calamity. And there's more to come, apparently, from a talk with my nutritionist this morning. See, it was a really hectic week since the last time we met in Grit. 168 hours worth. And I don't think I'm better for that. I'd like to do radio every day if someone would be foolish enough to pay both the mystery man and me. We are at least a deuce of a two-person flotilla of volunteer radio, and that's okay, I guess. What is better than okay is what I'm about to play. From the 1990s, actually 92, to hone in on precision like laser stuff, this is the Robert Cray Band, one of the last men standing in bluesology that actually writes a song and a lyric worth a damn, and boy, can he play guitar, and usually has terrific bands with them, including on this one. Again, the album, I Was Warned. And this was slightly after his halcyon days of Strong Persuader and the song Smoking Gun. But I said, you know, I was fishing around for something different in my blues sleeves the other night. I said, you know, I haven't listened to this record in a long time. Put on cut number one, and it's like,
so all the heartache, the jealousy and makes me walk right in, walk right out.
Tech problems seem to have been tamed. Let's move on and give you the go juice here, courtesy of a disc called Surfin' Jack Flash. And it's out on the Cordelia label. It was released in 2014. It's absolutely one of my favorite albums of this century so far. It's all instrumental songs that the Rolling Stones either wrote or that they covered. And the hoot is, to me at least, again, throwing myself on a very dull sword, because I don't want to hurt myself, you know. is that they don't use any words on any of the songs. It's really fun stuff. We just heard the song that Irma Thomas made famous in 1964, and the Stones with the big and great ears that they had at that time. They covered it within 6 months, if not sooner. 1964, the year. This, the updated version, 50 years later, of Time Is On My Side. And one of the really interesting musical moments last year in 2024 at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, or was it this year? The days and nights blur together these days, brothers and sisters. Brethren, to use a more respectful term. And I can't keep up. Might have been this year when the Rolling Stones played Jazz and Heritage Fest and Irma Thomas came out to sing Time Is On My Side, which is a natural since she lives in New Orleans. And anytime Mick Jagger has to harmonize with anybody, it's a car crash, because the way he doesn't just... It's not really singing, it doesn't seem. It's more, I don't know. You can't call it emoting. It's just there. And no one should get on stage with Irma Thomas unless they've already passed the exam. She's that good. And she was. At 80-some years old, almost 85 years old, she's got a new record out with a New Orleans band called Galactic. And it's good. It's very good. She's not on every track, but the one she's on, they burned the barn down. Preceding Surfin' Jack Flash, Bill Harvey and his orchestra doing Walk Right In, Walk Right Out. I believe that's the original, and the tip-off is that I was looking at the songwriting credits as I was contemplating what to play last night on today's program, that Bill Harvey wrote this song. So there you go. The version that I'm most familiar with is the one with the Jesse Powell Orchestra featuring Fluffy Hunter from the same year. So similar to Irma Thomas and the Stones in terms of speed and covering a risque track. But I think when it came to black music at that time, for the jukeboxes and other devices, that they were in touch with their inner horny. And that song certainly qualifies. Now, Graham Bond did that instrumental preceding the Bill Harvey cover, or the Bill Harvey original. And again, inspired by watching Beware of Mr. Baker. Oh, excuse me. Beware. And Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, and Graham Bond all played in that band. And that was the beginning of Ginger and Jack's hatred for each other. Well, Ginger's hatred for Jack. Jack loved Ginger, says it in the movie theater. Ginger says it about Jack half-heartedly. I don't think he meant it. We heard Spanish Blues from the 1965 album, There's a Bond Between Us. And we heard a lot of the Bobby Fuller Four, a song I did not mean to play. I meant to play a 1966 shoe commercial, and it must have been on the second half of that track they wanted you to hear what we heard, which I think it was I Love You Come What May. Bobby Fuller IV, who would have celebrated a birthday last week, he died in 1966 under still almost 60 years later really remote and difficult to believe the official version, where he was killed in his car. He was killed, all right. A lot of the evidence points to somebody did him in. And the Robert Cray Band got that set started off. with Just a Loser from 1992's I Was Warned. Now, Bob was past his commercial peak at that time, but I was really knocked out by how much I liked that song on the repeat. Good horn arrangement on that track. Great album, too. And it's a easy reach to say, well, he and Buddy Guy and Charlie Musselwhite and Elvin Bishop, Rory Gallagher, Bonnie Raitt, Mario Muldaur, Taj Mahal, and all those people, and I know I missed some, Tedeschi Trucks Band, are carrying the blues in 2025. Some old, some new. And one of the old guys, in fact, the last man standing, Buddy Guy, we'll have music from him later on. Although Cray's getting up there in years. He must be dyeing his hair because it's not gray yet. And that's been the first lineup of tracks meant to get your party started. Tonight your ears, tomorrow the world. We cheat the hangman soon, and the mystery man's magic act of the week coming up as our finale. So, let's get I keep saying let's, and I don't know why. I think it's just a reflex reaction. In fact, I know it is, because it would be up to me to turn the pages of my notebook and give you part one of all the news that gives you fits. The Naked Gun, the remake, I'm going to go see that in the movie theater. I think 3D is lukewarm on it. But all the reviews are really good. Made, not bank, but it made some money at the box office last week. And one of the reviews I saw today is one scene in the movie, The Naked Gun, is like a horny, wintry acid trip. Well, I know it's winter in New Zealand, and two out of three, maybe, aren't bad. Also, Liam Neeson, Irishman, famous. He put a personal video message up online to tell us to see this movie in the movie theaters to help save comedies. And I think there's some movement afoot to donate a dollar from the movie theaters will donate a dollar if you do go to the pictures to see The Naked Gun. Plus, as the worldwide gossip zines are all over, Liam and Pam are supposedly in like. And I am going to go to that movie, as I said, in the pictures. Couple ones I want to see. F1 with Brad Pitt. And what was the other one? There was a third one. Heavens. Losing it already. We're only 40 minutes into the show. Sydney Sweeney, the it girl for the last couple of years due to her willingness to pose half-naked or fully naked on causes and advertising campaigns. She has been outed as a Republican and accused of being a Nazi, either her or her company, American Eagle. Neither one, in my world view, good. King of the Hill, that old cartoon show that used to be on the Fox Network, now is on Hulu. Brand new shows, 10 episodes. I think Seth MacFarlane had something to do from Family Guy, something to do with bringing that back. Trump ordered the National Park Service to cover up exhibits that, quote, cause inappropriate disparage? Oh, they inappropriately disparage Americans. But his Americans aren't exactly my Americans, since he admires people that come from other countries. And I admire people like John Hancock. Does it make him worse or me better? Just saying. Nah, he's worse. Also, Trump, he got his two impeachments removed from the National Museum of American History, and they display three. Richard Nixon wasn't impeached. He quit before he could be, if I remember correctly. John Williams, he's 93. He's the guy who did Pirates of the Caribbean and Star Wars and Jaws, I believe. He just composed his first ever original piano concerto. Adam Warren has what I heard on the radio the other day, the song of the summer, number one on the Billboard charts for the last 8 weeks. I've heard 30 seconds of it. And then I started reading some of the other worthies or contenders. And I said, well, I really have passed the demarcation line here, because I don't know any of the 10 people listed. And I'm okay with it. I have to be. I'm okay with it. Big Freedia from New Orleans has her own weed-infused drink. It's called The Wobble, which is really promising if you're looking to sky up on a day where you don't have much else to do. I guess it makes you do that. It's strawberry, pineapple, lemonade concoction. 3D and I went out for a feast this past Sunday night. It was a pretty modest feast. And she got a drink that was one of those Manhattan Mules or whatever they're called. And she got a drink, so she offered me a sip of it. And I was like, where's the booze? Finally, Andy Borowitz, who's a comedic, satiric writer, and he comments on Trump. I know what I'm doing. You thought you were going to get through a pale-faced parabola with that talk about Trump. You thought wrong. Trump, I know what I'm doing. I have a very good brain, and I have said a lot of things, which doesn't necessarily qualify you to having a very good brain. Exhibit one, speaking into the microphone right now. I talk to a lot of people, says Donnie, and at the appropriate time, I'll tell you who they are. No. When, similar to, if you're innocent of a crime, you're yelling your ASS off that you're innocent of a crime in court. You're not waiting on, you know, I did it or I didn't do it, but I'm not going to tell you who or why or how for a decade or two to come. You okay with that? I don't care if you are. And then after the appropriate time, quip, he said, but my primary concern, who they are, I know more about this than the general. Something about war. The smart, stable genius that we now suffer under. And I go back to the former talk show host, Opie Hughes, who had a really successful show with Anthony Cumia here in the States. Talk show where they were just shock jocks for the most part. And people lapped it up. Well, he said once he was in a cab in New York City, and he was talking to the cabbie about politics and Trump. It was right after the 2016 election, and the cabbie took a second at a light, looked back at him sadly or triumphantly or both, and said, now you know how the rest of the world feels. What'll make you feel good is the bass player of on hand for both sessions and groups that he worked with. His name is Charlie Hayden. He was born today in 1937. And you, brothers and sisters, are going to hear some of his music now. This piece from the disc that we normally play the title track from, Always Say Goodbye. This is a different piece for the first time ever since I bought this record, called Everything Happens to Me. It's a jazz classic, and we're going to find out why now.
Try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool his head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned and sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
Well, when they asked me if I used X69, I told them, certainly, darling, where else would I shop for my records? Only Leopold's has X69. Now, when I spend my record dollar, I don't want it sitting in the pocket of some fat capitalist. I want it recycled. And that's what X69 does. It recycles the money into the pockets of the community groups. So take it from me, darlings, I wouldn't be caught dead in another record store, no matter what hypes they used. It's only X69 for me, and that's Leopold's Records, darling. So believe me, 2518A Durant in Berkeley is where it's at. X69.
Only Leopold has X69. Makes your money go further.
X69, you got it, baby. Keep it.
I want you to know that I love you, baby. Want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do?
Thank you. Right this way, just step right into the greatest show on earth. In the center ring, our top attraction, you'll get your money's worth. Come see the dancing elephants, the biggest thing on wheels. Ah, the little boy's first circus, I wonder how it feels. With wonder does this magic land fill his white eyes. Look now, there the zebras, this show's a real surprise. The polar bears arrive on cue, on bikes they sally forth. They're mighty cool, but then it's true, they're from the frozen north. And now the clowns will stop the show with your most kind permission. A rocket blast, so you will know it's time for intermission.
Well, now, this is a winning hand, I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction. This is the Rascals, when I think they had stopped being young and had crossed over the line to 21 years old, covering, well, it's being covered by Booker T and the MGs from 1967. And, man, we're just talking here in the chat room, which masquerades as the music studio, Studio A. Well, it actually is a music room. But they, the Young Rascals, I'll never get over them. If I haven't by now, I never will. Apparently, until, who are they opening up for on a current tour? And somebody got sick and, Steve Miller, the Steve Miller Band. And Miller didn't want to go out on the road in the intense heat of the summer of 2025 here in America. So when somebody told me this and they had tickets to the show, I was thinking, wait, except for Felix Cavalieri, who's left in the band? It's only him, isn't it? I found out later on, it might be Gene Cornish. Or maybe it's Eddie Brigati, because he's still alive. He just, like him and Felix, like a lot of people, just don't get along. Sam and Dave, you'd never know it by listening to their records. They didn't speak to each other because Dave poached Sam's girlfriend at one point in the late 60s, early 70s during their glory days. And I think they stayed together till Dave died. At the same time, it's like Sam just took it really personally. And yeah, you would think, I know I would, be pretty homicidal. Wait, did I just say that on air? Now you've got evidence in case the cops need it. But it was the same thing with the Rascals. Just couldn't stand each other after a while. And I think it was mostly because of Felix, because Felix was a toolbox by a lot of accounts. Booker T and the MGs up there with the Meters as the great black R&B soul instrumental band. You know, we got plenty of them on the Paleface side, notably the Ventures, but these guys had it going on. Proceeding, Memphis Mini from, well, a song called I'm Not a Bad Girl, even though her reputation suggested otherwise. And it's her birthday tonight. She recorded in Chicago this piece on July 21st, 1941. I'm just having a hard time reading here. As you can tell, much to your annoyance and mine, with my aging peepers. Memphis Mini music. She, well, a lot of blues artists, you know, wouldn't have even existed on the female side if it wasn't for her. And we named off a bunch of people who play blues in the modern age, so it should be fine. Up to speed with that. Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie from the year 2017 released an album where they had 10 songs on the record and each had 5. That was a Christine McVie song called Too Far Gone. I couldn't find my album Kiln House, which is the closest in 1970 that she was to joining the band. Tonight was her debut with the early Fleetwood Mac, and that ensemble was the 5-piece of Jeremy Spencer, Danny Kirwan, Fleetwood and McVie, and then double down on the McVies. This, another record that I haven't listened to for a long time, and I thought it was really good. A lot of the songs were better than I had remembered them, especially hers. And I thought some of her songs, you know, after a while, were predictable. But I like that one, Too Far Gone, which I didn't remember was a single, but it was. Then there was a woman named Liz Cooper and her band. The track called Outer Space from an album a while ago. And I can't read it because it's too far across the room in the pile. But friends of mine in the Southwest, which is where Liz and her band are from, went to see her one time, came back raving. I was like, well, okay, yeah, they've got musical merit, so she must. Picked up the disc, listened to it for the first time in years. Yesterday, it's pretty good. Liz Cooper celebrating a birthday tonight. Skipped over Gene Ammons for some reason, but we'll get to him before show's end. Small Faces with What You Gonna Do About It, and if anybody who was connected with the song Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, listen to that song. They were on the phone with the libel lawyers, or not libel lawyers, but plagiarist lawyers within nanoseconds. But it's the Small Faces, so I went with it. 1965, the year, their first big single over in England, where they were far more of a musical preoccupation than here in the States, where they could barely, except for Itchy Coo Park, get arrested. What a band. Stevie Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Ian McClagan, who I don't think was played the drums on that track, and Kenny Jones. Started the set with Charlie Hayden and Quartet West. Bonus round, that was Chet Baker on the lead vocals. And I turned around and confessed to the mystery man, I thought Chet Baker was dead by then. I really did, because he lived a hard life. And if you've ever seen the movie about Chet Baker's life, Ethan Hawke played Chet, who was a magnificent trumpet player before he got too smacked out, and a crooner. And we heard 6 minutes and 45 seconds of Everything Happens to Me. Well, it just happened to you. I'm not sure here in Parabola Land that you wanted to hear a crooner, but you got it. And you know, this is mental hopscotch and musical gymnastics on this program, as we have reached the halfway point of the show. Tonight, Your Ears, Tomorrow, The World Now has been ledgered in the history books. And we are off to Cheating the Hangman shortly. But first, this. Part two, all the news that gives you fits. Frank Zappa, One Size Fits All, 50th anniversary box set being released soon. That family is not leaving anything on the table. Frank watched his P's and Q's when it came to money. One of those dopey phrases I've never been able to work out. I guess P's and Q's must have popped up in cereal boxes or soup back in the day, and it stuck. This is the umpteenth box set, and one of my customers at my record shop buys every single one of Zappa. Trump, and I didn't see anything else to corroborate this, but I had to laugh late last week when I saw one source say that he said somebody forged his signature on the Epstein letter with the doodle on it. Very creative. Meryl Streep, 76 last week on July 30th. Acknowledged now as the greatest women's actress ever. I don't know how you pick those things. All pretty subjective, depending a lot on what day you wake up and are lucky enough to see a movie. Because you never know when something's just going to knock you sideways. Buckingham Nicks, we just mentioned Lindsay. And he is one crazy so-and-so on stage. He's got crazy eyes, manic gestures, and that guy is a 12 and a 10 world guitar player. Well, the Buckingham Nicks Notorious release from 1973, before they joined Fleetwood Mac, is finally going to be reissued. I guess they must have put down the guns and knives for a half-hour meeting and said, let's get this over with. And so they did. It's being reissued in September. I don't know if there's bonus tracks on it. Likely, obviously, they wouldn't put it out if it wasn't being remastered, I wouldn't imagine. Dave Edmunds, who I loved in the late 70s and early 80s, his work right up through the end of Rockpile and a couple solo albums after that. Had a major cardiac arrest late last week, had to be revived, and I can relate with that since last November 23rd when I had mine. They had to wake me back up out of the ambulance where I flatlined. And my first words when I woke back up said, "Yes, master." A impression very similar to "Beware." Way too similar. Russia, 8.8 magnitude earthquake last week off its coast. And I thought, yeah, that's a pretty big one. It's among the strongest ever recorded. A Trump authoritarian ploy, you ask? I'm here to tell you. That's why I get the big money. In Brazil, he's going to slap 50% tariff on because of the judge in the Bolsonaro case who is on his, in his black book, his playbook, phone book, whatever you want to call it, as one of those impish people who want to rule the country with most of it either destroyed or its people in jail. Heidi Klum, pictured recently, she's on that, I think, Project Runway show, which I've never watched a second of and don't have any plans to. She was gardening last week in a bikini, a barely there bikini. And she's one of those women that you see on social media and you just say, you know, whether, well, I don't know what your taste is, but it's just like, how is this even possible to look like this at 50-some years old? And I thought to myself, as I said on last week's show, if I had a body like that, I'd never not wear a bikini or any clothes at all. Moby Grape, 1969, on July 30th, released Truly Fine Citizen, which is their worst record by a country mile. The U.S. has shut down its LGBTQ suicide and mental health hotline. But to the north, rescue. Canada has opened up a U.S. toll-free to their hotline, and it's 1-877-330-6366. Second verse, same as the first? You betcha. 1-877-330-6366. Gaza, a third of the population, hasn't eaten for days in a row. And I was telling the mystery man, I saw this horrifying clip on the news last week of an 8-year-old who weighed 24 pounds and her mother trying to console her. And how? And finally, at least 18 months after the fact, and I'm no rocket surgeon, the rest of the world is catching up with just putting the hate on Netanyahu and his government. Page two. Trump, if he has his way, ICE agents will be in maternity wards before the end of his disadministration. Marilyn Monroe, pre-fame, paid $10 an hour to be a pinup girl, which in those days wasn't shabby money. $10 an hour. Benjamin Franklin, a rascal, lived 84 years. He spent time as America's best scientist, inventor, diplomat, writer, strategist, political thinker, and I can't even read this last thing, but you get the idea. The man had across-the-board skills. Janis Joplin, I'm one woman with a lot to say. She certainly did, most of it profane. Patty Scialfa birthday on July 30th. I believe it's a lot of notes. I had time to take notes, clearly, on July 30th. July 29th, 1968, Jeff Beck released the album Truth, which was an earth shaker and was a template for Led Zeppelin 1. Jimmy Page even played on Truth on the track Beck's Bolero. And Jimmy, as we know, no stranger to thievery. Trump administration. This is a note from July 31st. Trump administration pay 150,000 federal workers not to work. Good guy. Fiscally prudent, eh? New Jersey. Sandy Hook has been voted one of America's best beaches. It's Gunnison Beach. It's the nude beach. It's a place that I always wanted to go to, but it's not even that I'm vain or afraid. It's just that, you know, I don't want home base torched by the hot sun because the sun is really hot these days. In a tangent, a naked man rode the New York City Subway 6 train last week. Ozzy Osbourne, celebrate me, no moping, said Ozzy. That was a man who knew how not to mope. In fact, he wanted some pranks at his funeral in Birmingham, England last week. Willie Nelson brought a Virginia Beach crowd to tears last week by singing Tom Waits' Last Leaf on the Tree. And I've heard that version, and I've heard the original song. And yeah, if you're given that way, which I normally am not, you would certainly be powerfully moved, as if I think you will be to this as well.
We're going to start a live recording right now. We're going to play for you our first tune tonight. It's going to be about four tunes. And the first tune is called Olon Tawashin Yara Jeka Bere. Now, which means, let's start what we have come into the room to do. Right on. Here goes. One, two, three. Oh,
The serpents gave birth to hell. Disguised as
Clearly a night where romantic slash erotic passions have arisen. This is Gene Ammons on the tenor with My Foolish Heart. Gene Ammons would have celebrated a birthday today. He's one of those tenor sax guys that's rarely spoken about. He's pretty good. In fact, he's very good. His birthday tonight, as noted, Gene Wright from Dave Brubeck's quartet. Although that was down the road a piece. For that, but he's on this session. Recorded in Chicago, May of 1950. Gene Ammons, My Foolish Heart. Took that from a two-CD set called The Best of Chess Jazz, which was pretty much recorded on the Cadet label and a little later on. Began the set with Fela Kuti and Africa 70, recorded live in 1971 with Ginger Baker on that session, a track called Let's Start. Fela Kuti, the James Brown of Africa, and he paid for his sins. He and Stephen Biko with a lot of grief from the racist government at the time. And then Cream was the Oreo cream filling in that sandwich. With Those Were the Days from Wheels of Fire, number one record. I remember I went out to Steve Grant, wherever he is tonight, since that's the first place I ever heard that song when I was young. That was the height of their fame. That was when they were going to, I think in 1968, by the time it came around, they were going to concerts. The three guys that comprised Cream in three different limos. They couldn't stand being around each other. Well, Clapton was In the video of Beware Mr. Baker, Clapton did say that he just said, I just couldn't handle it. You know, it made for such tension that I just couldn't handle the way those guys went after each other. So that's why I drove in a different limousine. They drove in a different limousine because they might have killed each other if they were in the same one. We Cheat the Hangman, I believe one or two more submissions before we get to the Mystery Man as we close in at the end of the show and leave you breathless for the arrival of Retrospect number 687. Philby's got it going on. He's going to prove his case for the continuing excellence and regard for obscure 1960s music. Now, here was one of them on the original Nuggets song on that Lenny K put together in 1972. This song, in its beginning, was covered by The Leaves, and The Byrds also covered it in 1966 at David Crosby's insistence. This goes to 1993. Why did I put these things so far from me? Yes, June of 1993, recorded at either the Bottom Line in New York or the Olympia in Paris. Here's a version of a murder ballad you can tap your toes to.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. you going with all that money in your hand? I said, hey, Joe, where you going with that money in your hand? I'm going to see my woman. I heard she done messed around with some other man. You know, I'm going downtown. I'm going to buy me a blue steel 44. I'm going downtown. I'm going to buy me a blue steel 44. When I catch up with that girl, she won't be fooling around on me no more. Gun in your hand. I say, hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Well, I'm gonna see my woman. I heard she done messed around with some other man. I say, hey Joe, I heard that you shot your old lady down. You shot your woman down. He said, yes, I did. Cause I caught her messing around. Get out of town. I said, hey, hey, Joe, you better lay low, man, and get out of town. He said, I'm going downtown, and I'm gonna buy me a passport, see? Ah, see? Then I'm going way down Mexico way. Ain't no hangman gonna put no noose around.
Action.
the music of the orchestra that really, along with Carl Stallings, got us kids into classical and fun arrangements like this, the Raymond Scott Orchestra. And they are at an Arabian house party. And part of me hopes that you are too tonight while listening to the Pale-Faced Parabola and dancing around like the Sheiks in The Clash's Rock the Casbah. Willie DeVille, a.k.a. Mink DeVille, did that cover of Hey Joe Mariachi Cha-Cha style from a live album that was released posthumously from 1993. I've always had time for Mink DeVille. If he wasn't so self-destructive, he would have been a contender too. And that was from 1993 once again. And I think that's it. That's it for the show. We now turn it over. That was We Cheat the Hangman. We now turn the controls over, relatively, to the mystery man. He is the guardian at the gate of the Pale-Faced Parabola, tonight being caper number 187. We give him the last will and testament of the weekly program, and tonight being no exceptions. Your microphone is up loud. I can tell you're eager. Talk to me about the band we're going to play, who they are, and what they're about.
The band is called Sian, and they're a Scottish female trio. And they have other musicians on this record as well. But beautiful voices, beautiful songs.
You just got this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's their newest. It's their second album.
I've never heard of them before. Where are they from?
Scotland.
Scotland. That's right. Very stark landscape here in the cover art. And as always, and this is damning you with faint praise, since I avoid cliches like the plague, you know, that your selections are uniformly excellent. So let's have at it before the sands run completely through the hourglass. And We want to say, or at least I do, Sláinte, and we look forward to the next time we get to toy with your ears here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, 168 hours hence. So, the Mystery Man is not going to let us down. He never does. The Mystery Man's magic act of the week, Sian, here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. See you next week. Stay tuned for the ubiquitous Phil Gray here on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ.
Hi mi grianci falaf gusholo eho hi urvo haro hi oho hi na heri riri eho hi urvo Heal me ha good day shut again yeah eho he urvo haro he oh he na heri riri eho he urvo be noch gaun en glaun nu ge Eho hi eho hi urvo haro hi oho hi na heri riri eho hi urvo bin aichen kialloch sunyarst eho hi eho hi urvo haro Oh.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.